This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Paul Feldman. He's with the General Aviation Manufacturers Association. Some really good news, a Christmas present from President Obama just before Christmas, the extension of bonus depreciation for how long, Paul? What does this new rule, new law, how does it benefit general aviation?
Sure. So for new business equipment, and that includes GE aircraft and component parts such as avionics or engines, the bill provides for 100% depreciation through the end of 2011. It also provides for, through 2012, 50% write-off of the cost of investments in aircraft and avionics. What a particular good news to people who are looking to buy aircraft is, it also recognizes that aircraft have long production cycles. And so what it allows people to do is, if you have an aircraft under contract in 2011 and you have it delivered by the end of 2012, you still would get the 100% bonus depreciation. So there's a special rule for aircraft, and that also impacts the 50% depreciation. If you have it under contract by the end of 2012 and you have it delivered in 2013, you'll be able to take the 50% write-off. So it's a very extensive benefit for people who are looking to buy aircraft or looking to refurbish or upgrade their existing aircraft.
Now, in terms of whole airplanes, it only applies to a brand new airplane, right?
In terms of a purchase of an aircraft, yes, it only applies to new aircraft.
But you were mentioning that it also applies to engines, avionics. What's the laundry list of stuff that you can do to your existing airplane and still claim the benefit?
Before doing anything, I would, suggest people talk to their tax advisor. But in general, for any kind of overhauls, reworking interiors, avionics, all those kinds of things would be eligible for that, for this bonus depreciation. The only difference is, for 2011, to get the 100% write-off, you'd have to basically contract to get, say, the avionics upgrade and have it, the work finished by the end of 2011. Whereas if you're purchasing a new aircraft, you have the ability to get 100% depreciation through 2012.
So this cuts a fairly wide swath through the industry. Can you characterize what it means to OEMs and the shops out there?
Sure. From our past experience with bonus depreciation, which was always 50% bonus depreciation, our OEMs have told us that it could have as much of an impact of 40 to 50% of their sales while bonus depreciation was in effect. So it's not, there's a lot of reasons that someone buys an aircraft, but bonus depreciation was a factor in, some of our OEMs estimate 40 to 50% of the decisions to go ahead and purchase an aircraft in a particular year.
Now, is there any indication of Congress's feeling on how long this should go on? Like, can we expect bonus depreciation to be a factor for aviation, like, forever? Or is there the sense that this is a temporary thing, like people need to act?
Sure. No, I think people would need to act. I mean, I think what they're trying to do is they look at the industry. They see an industry that from 2008 to 2009, sales declined about 45%. This year, obviously off a lower base, sales or shipments declined about 15%. And so I think Congress looked at that situation and looked at other kinds of capital investments that companies need to make and said, we'd like to provide some additional help. And so I think they've provided over the course of the next 2 years something to really help the industry as it continues to recover and make certain that they're on the path to robust growth like they've had in the past.
All right. Well, we certainly appreciate your time today, Paul. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.